A self-declared socialist candidate for Seattle City Council is making waves among the city's Democratic Party establishment. A small group of Democratic activists yesterday announced their endorsement of Kashama Sawant. She's running for City Council against incumbent City Council member Richard Conlon, who's a longtime member of the Democratic Party. KUOW's Deborah Wong has more.
The Sawant campaign introduced a handful of Democratic Party activists at a press conference, and it was a little like a coming out party.
It's probably a group that's been meeting in secret for a long time. No, I don't know. I was invited to participate, and I'm glad to be able to be here today. It's a cabal, right? Let's put it that way.
That's Richard Burton of Belltown, who was, in fact, joking. But in truth, even though every major Democratic Party organization has endorsed incumbent Richard Conlon, these Democrats have been quietly supporting socialist candidate Sawant. Daniel Norton is the former chair of the King County Democrats.
As a Democrat, as an activist, as a person who cares about his community, I feel very strongly that we need her voice on the city council to advocate for the positions that many of us have fought for many years.
And that has caused some friction within the Democratic Party. Jean LeGault is the vice chair of the 37th District Democrats. Her district has endorsed Conlon, so his name shows up prominently on the literature that party activists are leaving on people's doorknobs. But LeGault says when she goes door to door, she gives out Sawant literature as well. LeGault says that's allowed under the party's bylaws, since the city council race is nonpartisan.
I have gotten a lot of complaints filed against me, but they can't ask me to resign because it's a nonpartisan race. So it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to speak my truth and what I believe in.
And LeGault says many other Democratic Party activists in the 37th District are distributing Sawant's literature as well. Are you expecting any more blowback from the party?
Yes. Yeah, especially after this.
The tensions within the party over this city council race are unusual. Seattle is a heavily Democratic city, and it's rare for a non-Democratic candidate to put up a serious challenge. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.